Item 435.
Presentation from the 2015 Portland Rose Festival and Rose Festival Court.
Very important time of year here in Portland, or I should say Rose area. So I would like to call up Jeff Curtis to introduce this morning's presentation. Frank Chen, good morning and welcome. You're here.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, distinguished commissioners. It's great to be with you this morning on the eve of the 2015 Rose Festival, a bloomin' good time. So in a few minutes, the court is going to present some festival highlights, but I thought I would just take a few minutes to share with you a little bit of the who, the what, the why, and the how of the Rose Festival Foundation and what we do and our contributions to the city and the end result of our hard work. Specifically on who is the Rose Festival Foundation? It's a not-for-profit organization founded 108 years ago with very specific principles, a mission by our city leaders decided that it was important to celebrate the quality of life in our great city in 1907, but also to create an event that would provide economic stimulus to the community, bring people together into the spirit of celebration as well, and bring people to our great city under this all theme of the Rose. We continue to serve that mission today. An economic activity, most recent study, an estimated economic activity over $75 million is a direct result of the Rose Festival activities annually. And at the same time, we bring our citizens together under this great festival spirit of celebration. You know, and we do this collectively with 3,600 volunteers, 56 dedicated volunteers that serve on our board under the leadership of Frank Chin, and a staff of 12 that grows to 22 this time of year. And it takes about 14 months to produce the average festival as we're about ready to produce it. But what is this festival itself? Ultimately, it's a collection of 57 distinctly different events that you see in front of you in our calendar of events, some of which you'll hear in a few minutes, some highlights presented by the Rose Festival Court. You know, and at the same time, it's a distinctive festival that gets worldwide attention as one of the top festivals in the world, and as distinguished by the International Festival and Events Association. It's quality events, it's world-class production, and it puts Portland at the centerpiece on a global scale from an event standpoint. But why do we do this? You know, we do it under very specific reasons. And over a 108-year period. And really, to summarize it, we bring people together with the spirit of celebration. We showcase Portland on a worldwide stage. We produce an economic impact estimated at $75 million for the Portland region annually. And we also most recently raise awareness to charitable causes. Last year, the Night Cancer Challenge. This year, we're honored to announce our official charity about a month ago, Boys and Girls Aid. And we do this for the spirit of fun, thus the theme, a bloomin' good time. How does it happen? Well, a lot of hard work, a lot of partnerships, and a lot of creativity. I have a great group of corporate sponsors that provide about 40% of our funding. The rest of it is generated the old-fashioned way, hard work, dedicated volunteer fundraising, and people, citizens buying pins, attending our events, is what it happens. And we do this every year after year after year after year, despite challenges that come our way for things we don't control. And we also rely on our partnership with you as the City of Portland as our official festival, specifically. So in conclusion, you know, it's hard. The hard work, the efforts that we produce will culminate in a 57-event celebration that we're about to get started. And unlike other events that happen in our city, the City of Portland is a direct beneficiary of this thing. We do this for no other reason but this for the purpose of bringing our community together and put Portland on a worldwide stage under the spirit and the theme of the Rose. And it's my privilege and honor to work for such a great organization that dedicates its efforts year-round to do such great work. And with that said, I'll transition to the volunteer side of our organization, the heart and soul, our board president, Frank Chin. Frank?
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Frank Chin. I'm a retired band director after 31 years teaching in the Lake Oswego Tigard-Tualatin School District. I've been volunteering for the Portland Rose Festival since 1980. I'm really not that old, but I guess the numbers don't lie. Anyway, I've served on the board since 1999, and I've served on no fewer than 8 committees per year since being on the board. Having gone through the leadership program, it is my honor to become president of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation and to represent our board, staff, and the volunteers that work for this organization. As president, I have the honor to present the 2015 Portland Rose Festival Court. They are a great group of young women, as you will see, and they will be fabulous ambassadors for Portland's official festival.
Thank you. Good morning.
Rose Festival Court, presented by United Community Credit Union. We'd like to introduce ourselves and tell you what's happening during this year's Rose Festival. Devin.
I'm Devin, and I'm from St. Mary's Academy. I enjoy helping the people in the community by serving on the Dornbecker Committee and the Poverty Awareness Day Committee. The Portland Rose Festival is proud to support children in the community by partnering with Boys and Girls Aid, this year's official charity. For 130 years, Boys and Girls Aid has been connecting foster children with caring adults because every child deserves a family.
Tabitha.
I'm Tabitha from Lincoln High School. I run the Garden Advisory Board and oversee the community garden at my school. Show your floral pride at the Spirit Mountain Casino's Grand Floral Parade on Saturday, June 6th. Buy tickets for weatherproof seats at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Stake your claim on a spot along the 4-mile-long parade route, or you can watch it all live on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Paris.
I'm Paris, and I'm from Central Catholic High School. One of my favorite things to do in Portland is walk along the waterfront with my dad on warm summer nights. See the ships line up on the Waterfront Park seawall during Fleet Week, June 3rd through June 7th. Rose Festival is excited to welcome ships from the U.S. Navy, Royal Canadian Navy, and U.S. Coast Guard back to Portland for the largest Fleet Week the Rose Festival has seen in years.
Canada.
I'm Paige from Jefferson High School, and fitness is important to me, so I push myself to sprint while everyone else is jogging. I participated in cheer, track, volleyball, and wrestling. Get fit with the Rose Festival by registering your group for the Bank of the West Grand Floral Walk on June 6th. Walk down the Grand Floral Parade route as hundreds of thousands of spectators cheer you on.
Tyann.
I'm Tyann, and I'm from Vinson High School. I push myself to break out of my shyness by participating in team activities including cheerleading, choir, and track and field. Get your foursome together for a little friendly competition at the Rose Festival Golf Tournament on June 8th. Hit the links at the Riverside Golf and Country Club, followed by a dinner awards banquet at the conclusion of play.
Lily.
Hi, I'm Lily from Wilson High School. I enjoy giving back to my community by volunteering as a community mentor and peer counselor. The Portland Rose Festival Foundation has been giving back to the community for 108 years. And one way is through the Rose Garden Store, located at the International Rose Test Garden. And this year marks a milestone, as $1 million have been contributed to the Portland Parks Department since a store first opened in 2000.
Naomi.
I'm Naomi, and I'm from Cleveland High School. I'm a full IB diploma candidate, ukulele player, and summer camp counselor at Camp Nemanu. If you want to see who will be crowned Queen of Rosaria, join us at the Queen's Coronation presented by United Community Credit Union right before the Grand Floral Parade. It all takes place on June 6th at 8:30 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We appreciate your support.
Erica.
I'm Erica, and I'm from Roosevelt High School. When I'm finished studying for my classes at Roosevelt, I put on my colorful dress and practice folklorico Mexican dancing. See an array of colors on the faces of the Character Clown Corps presented by Union Pacific. Led by the beloved clown prince, the clown corps is sure to bring laughter and smiles to many audiences during this year's Rose Festival season.
Clara.
I'm Clara from Valley Catholic High School, representing the Metro West area. In the future, I plan on pursuing a career as an engineer in the film industry and hope to make animation films for children. Show your support for local kids by joining us for this year's Fred Meyer Jr. Parade on Wednesday, June 3rd. See floats, community groups, baton twirlers, and dance teams having floral fun in the Hollywood District, or watch it live on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Talia.
I'm Talia from Lake Oswego High School, representing the Metro East area. Throughout high school, I have made friends and connected with people from different clubs, sports, and schools that have offered me a wide perspective and outlook on life. You can become a friend of the festival and support the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, a nonprofit organization. Receive a plethora of benefits to enjoy at this year's festival as we celebrate the 2015 theme, A Bloom in Good Time.
Thank you for hosting the 2015 Rose Festival Court presented by United Community Credit Union. We'll see you at the Rose Festival.
I'm Talia from Lake Oswego, and on behalf of the court, we'd like to present you with a postcard.
Well, thank you.
Welcome
thank you. To the Rose Festival.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, thank you all. We look forward to the festival, and we're really proud of these young leaders in this important role that you play in our community. So we wish you well, and have a great Rose Festival season. Thank you for coming. Let's hear it for them.
Thank you.
And then we'll do a picture.
Yeah.
Can we do a picture? Can we do a quick photo with you? Okay, we'll move on into the regular council calendar now with communications items.
Did you want to do 436, part of the 930 time?
Sorry, yes, we have an ordinance that we need to adopt in order to make this all legal. Item 436, please.
Grant revocable permits to the Portland Rose Festival Foundation to perform activities relating to Portland Rose Festival annual celebration from May 22, 2015, through June 7, 2015.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, the first Rose Festival was held, as we just heard, in 1907 and was designated the official festival of the City of Portland in 2010 by Council. We do things carefully with a lot of process in Portland. It took us 103 years to settle on that one. The Rose Festival is one way we celebrate all the great things that makes Portland a unique place to live and visit. And Allison Madsen is with us today to present Council with more details on this item.
Thank you.
I have one question. Who is the Grand Marshal of the Starlight Parade?
No comment, Commissioner.
Welcome back, Jeff, and good morning, Allison.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Commissioner Novick said, I'm Allison Madsen, Special Event Coordinator for the city, and as the Rose Festival Court has done such a wonderful job of introducing the major events of this year's season of syllabic celebration, there's little else I can say about that, but I would like to take just a moment to talk about some of the people who make this event the quality event that it is every year. The Traffic Division of the Portland Police Bureau, Captain Kelly Schiffer and her staff, are key and invaluable in making these events happen, especially the three annual parades. While we draw from the entire Police Bureau to staff the events, of note, Sergeant Robert Bopel does the Starlight Parade. Sergeant Aaron Smith does the Junior Rose Parade. And Sergeant Doug Gunderson, the Grand Floral. Gosh, I'm terrible. I know all of you, and I'm so terrible talking. I'm glad I have notes. So these officers and many other officers from our Portland Police Bureau, as well as staff from PBOT, Water, BDS, Parks, Fire, work in collaboration with our partners at TriMet, Portland Streetcar, Multnomah County, Oregon Department of Transportation, and the U.S. Coast Guard to make sure that we have a safe and enjoyable route for the citizens and guests who come out to these three annual parades. So while I could detail what they do, it would take a long time, so I'll just say a bunch of stuff. And we try to make this a happy and honorable celebration for the city. So thank you again for the opportunity to present this for my eighth time. And I'll present Jeff Curtis with the Rose Festival.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Echo what Allison said. This is important to my organization, this action. It's been happening for 108 years where the council says this is important, and we're authorizing the use of our streets and our resources, the men and women that work for our city, in the spirit of celebration. So it's a very important moment in our annual calendar, and I want to thank you for your support. Echo what Allison said. The men and women that work in our bureaus, the public transportation sides to public safety, phenomenal first line for us. Specifically, the Portland Police call them out and do an amazing job. We don't have a festival to the success and degree that we do without our friends at the Portland Police Bureau and all the other coordinated efforts that it takes to pull this off. In fact, just last year, in the International Festival and Events Association judged our risk and safety plan the top in our industry, and the Portland Police, in our collaboration with other jurisdictions, and help make that happen, and a coordinated effort from the public safety side. So, and it's important because the reality of the festival as we sit here today is the festival is more popular than ever. People are absolutely loving this festival, and it's a collection of teamwork that makes it happen. So thank you very much for your support.
Jeff, who are the Grand Marshals again?
The Grand Marshal for the Starlight Parade is Petey, the famous roll of carpet. He's incredibly popular right now, making appearances all over the community. We get requests every day. And we have not announced the Grand Full Parade Grand Marshal. That's coming soon.
And also in the festival, will you be continuing to make the commitment you made in past years to healthy food options?
Yeah, we ultimately, when we select food vendors, we ask them to provide at least one item of that of those natures. So that's important. We carry that out. We work with Multnomah County as well to carry that forward. At the same time, it's a mix of food options that people love at a festival and a fair.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Other questions for our team? Maybe just a moment of embarrassment for you, Allison. I was out at one of the events last year. This happened more than once, but one in particular just was very memorable. I was talking to the people that organized the half marathon, and they work on events all over the country, and they were effusive not only in their praise of the whole city and the Rose Festival Association, but particularly about Allison and what a star she is for us and being the queen of logistics for this and many other events. So you do great work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, and I'm really excited to be working on the IAAF event for next March.
Hey. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Questions for the team? And anyone else want to speak on this item?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, an admonition. Mr. Curtis, I want you to take note of the fact that these are revocable permits. So if the Rose Festival starts acting up and causing trouble, we can take them away.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. All right. Thank you very much. Let's take a roll call vote then.
Fish.
Congratulations, Jeff, and your team. And we look forward to another very successful Rose Festival. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for this presentation, and I'm pleased to help support the Rose Festival. It was a great presentation by the court, and I did want to acknowledge Leslie Goodlow, Leslie, can you stand for a second? She is one of our senior managers at the Portland Housing Bureau.
She is.
Former princess, maybe?
No, I was president in 2007.
President 2007, okay. Oh, yes, you are. But thank you for all your help, and I really appreciate you selecting Boys and Girls Aid as your beneficiary charity. They're a great organization that kind of travels under the radar, but they do a lot of important work, as you said, in helping foster kids find permanent families. So thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, members of the court. Aye.
Fritz.
I really love the Rose Festival. It's so Portland, and yet it goes around the world, and I particularly enjoy the court every year. Thank you for being wonderful ambassadors and also princesses. I think it's great to be both. And I hope some of you will be going into healthcare because it's a great profession for men and women. I just hope you have a wonderful time during the festival, and I look forward to enjoying it with you. Aye.
Hales.
Had a great discussion this morning at breakfast time with this court. They're an impressive group of young women. Had some very thoughtful questions, some good suggestions, like we ought to make sure that our success in the arts tax in terms of music in elementary schools and middle schools is carrying on into high schools, so we ought to build the partnerships to make sure that that happens. So they're already politically awake and giving us good ideas. And also had a very thoughtful question about what the Rose Festival means to Portland, and my answer, at least at that moment, was that we're growing as a city, and that's both exciting and painful. But we're now a city of over 600,000 people, but the Rose Festival makes us feel like a smaller town. it brings us together in the way that the county fair or the Pendleton Roundup does for smaller cities, and I think that's one of the most magical things about it. So I look forward to all the events and sharing them with this great court. Aye. Thank you all very much. Okay.